last Sunday was the penultimate round of the National Football League, and we had Kerry at home against Laois in Killarney, and it was an absolute gorgeous day. Sun shone, it was probably the hottest day this year so far, and fabulous for the end of March. And what better background than looking out at the Carntool and the Immaculate Cuddy Reeks in the background. It was such a beautiful day, really, that even though my season ticket could have got me into the close stand, I had an idea that would be the sun wouldn't get there because it was at the back. So, like most of the crowd, we went into the open stand side, and it was absolutely beautiful. And we were treated to two games. We had the hurling game at the start, which was a good game. Hurling, I don't get to see too many hurling games, especially Kerry hurling games, and I was very impressed with Kerry, especially the opening 20-25 minutes when they went into an 8-point lead. Now, they did leave Down back into it big time and only led by 2 points at half-time, but the second-half performance, they upped it again and scoring two quick goals in the start of the second half. They ran out pretty comfortable winners. So to the football game, and we were looking forward to a good sporting game. Laois are always good footballers, always very strong, they play football, you know. And but unfortunately, I presume for everybody, the game was marred really after 10 minutes with the sending off of Tomás O'Shea. And what can one say? Tomás at this stage, one of our best footballers, and yet this is his third red card, straight red card in 10 months. It beggars belief. Now, I know players are into each other's ears, and we don't know what it said, but you know, at the end of the day, you're playing for your county, and with somebody with such experience as Tomás, really should not react the way he reacted. And it was disappointing. No, Kerry were fantastic, really. They kept in the game. They've still played good open football, and I was very impressed with the introduction. He played from the start of Johnny Buckley, who played very, very well in at wing forward. I thought he was excellent. Paddy Curtin, again, was very, very good in the full forward line. Now, Laois got a goal and got back into it in the second half and actually led. And it was, you know, that was a good test of Kerry. They came back very, very, very well. Now, again, the introduction of some of the established players brought on a substitute, Mark O'Shea and Anthony Maher, and of course Paul Gallivan, who was outstanding again when he came on, really settled the game down well. And after that, they really, Kerry were always comfortable and won comfortably. So it sets them up as with one game to go, top of the league, and can't be knocked off the top of the league. So one game remaining, which will be at home to Mayo next Sunday. Unfortunately, I can't make that game because Cork Women's FC are back in action again, and they're at home to Castlebar. So looking forward to the league semi-final, and who knows who we get, not sure, looking forward to it.